Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM at KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful Bonner's Ferry day, summer day. Beautiful weather we're having. Also, we're on 97.1 FM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com. Wherever you are, you can get on that website and jump right in to our broadcasting here. It's Thursday. We're in North Idaho, so we cleverly call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, your host, and I believe we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly feature with Heather Upton, the Arts and Historic Preservation Officer with the City of Sandpoint, and Heather will be sharing all the latest that's going on in her department. You'll want to hear about this. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in Mac Dival from The Hive. Mac will be telling us about what's on tap at The Hive for the upcoming month or so and what they've been up to since he reopened the place. So very interesting, great, great concert venue right here in downtown Sandpoint. And in our final segment, we'll be talking about the North softball team. They've had a busy summer so far. The organization has been growing. Can't wait to get the update on that. I believe Logan and Leah will be with us today, and they may be bringing someone else. I don't know. We'll just wait and see. That'll be in our third segment here today. What else is going on this weekend? Well, Saturday and Sunday, it's Dover, the city of Dover's 100th year celebration. Yeah. And all those buildings out there look so new. But anyway, 100 years it's been there. And you can go to cityofdover.id.gov to find out all the going-ons that are happening at Dover this weekend. They also have a Facebook page, Dover Historical Committee page, so check that out. Also going on this weekend, the Manseco Orphan Choir. Many of you have seen them perform over the years, mainly a children's choir. They've been at the festival. They've been at several other venues every once in a while. Well, this Friday, they are at the Music Conservatory, Little Carnegie Hall, 110 Main Street. That's the showcase starts at 4, the performance at 6, and always great to see that. Mike Wagoner and Utah John are at the winery on Friday. It's game night at the Lions Club on Friday. And, oh, it was supposed to be the Spokane to Sandpoint Relay, the 200-mile relay run from Spokane to Lake Ponderay, but I just got a notice it's been canceled due to low participation. Huh, just got handed that. Anyway, Farmer's Market, of course, on Saturday. This is like the most booming Farmer's Market season we've ever had here in Sandpoint. It just seems like it's so well attended, and the farmers, the booths are so well stocked with all kinds of great stuff. Also, before I forget, there's a free concert in Farman Park this evening. And I got to meet the band right here in the studio this morning, Bon Bon Vivant from New Orleans. And they are great. It's free. It's in Farman Park at 6 o'clock. It's family friendly. There's beer and wine available and a couple of food booths and stuff. So don't miss that free concert, Farman Park, downtown Sandpoint, this very evening. Also, Sunday, there is the local cottage market in Farman Park. So if you're a fan of a farmer's market, come back on Sunday, and it's a little more artsy on Sundays. And stuff like that. For more information on everything that's going on in the general North Idaho area, you can always go to sandpointonline.com/events and find out. We've got a good show for you today. We'll be talking to Heather Upton from the city of Sandpoint. Mac Dival from The Hive is with us, and Logan and Leah from the North softball team coming up on North Idaho Thursday right after this.
Come on, relax with us on a summer night. Indians baseball makes you feel just right. We're here to have fun, and that's what we're gonna do.
Tonight, cool off and watch baseball at Avista Stadium. Your Spokane Indians continue their homestand against the Toronto Blue Jays affiliate, the Vancouver Canadiens. And tonight, it's Christmas in July.
Back of the left field wall, going, going, and it's gone for a home run.
Remember, it's always cooler at Avista Stadium with ice-cold Pepsi products, ice cream sandwiches, Dippin' Dots, and all your favorite ice-cold beers. Tonight is Christmas in July night at Avista Stadium, including pictures with Santa, courtesy of Wake Up Call Coffee. Come to the Wake Up Call bus and get a refreshing white chocolate and peppermint candy cane cold brew. Friday night is Star Wars plus a post-game fireworks show presented by Washington's Lottery. Watch KXLY 4 News now for details. And Saturday, Storybook Princess and Fireworks Night, courtesy of your local Toyota dealers. For tickets and game times, go to SpokaneIndians.com. That's SpokaneIndians.com. Come stay cool at Avista Stadium. Tickets and game times at SpokaneIndians.com.
Ready for a change of pace? The Washington Air National Guard offers high-caliber training in career fields from medical to maintenance and everything in between. Immediately access state tuition assistance and subsidized health insurance, all while serving 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Select jobs eligible for a bonus up to $15,000. Contact your local Air National Guard recruiting at 509-981-3217. The Washington Air National Guard. Build a career. Serve your community.
AGE Heating and Cooling is your locally family-owned and operated Lennox Premier Dealer serving the greater Sandpoint area. What does that mean to you? Premier dealers are among a select few in the industry who uphold exceptional service, product training, and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Working with AGE Heating and Cooling is one of the smartest decisions you can make for your home comfort. Call today, 208-603-2210.
The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team. Alta employs over 600 dedicated people across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA. Alta Forest Products is the world's leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now at jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. jobs@altafp.com. jobs@altafp.com.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you. And once a month, in the last several months, we have a feature with the City of Sandpoint Art and Historic Preservation Officer Heather Upton, and she has joined us once again this month. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Are you and your family enjoying the summer weather we have here?
Oh, you can't beat good boating and 90-degree weather on Lake Pendere.
Yeah, it is. It's been sensational. Great sailing, too.
Indeed.
Just enough breeze for that. All kinds of stuff going on this month. What's going on with your department at the City of Sandpoint?
So many exciting things. It's so fun to have the merged Commission of Arts and Historic Preservation along with the culture. And we've been very successful with our walking tours.
Of course, you and I featured a couple of the historic homes in downtown Sandpoint in recent months. And you had hinted about the walking tours, but they've begun.
Yes, they have. So they are the last Friday of the month, and you meet right in front of the Panada at 10 o'clock. And so that's going to be, I believe, on the 28th of this month. But there was such a great turnout that we decided to add a Saturday.
Oh.
So August 5th will be the additional date. And then it will continue with the last Friday of August as well. And I'll make sure to remind everybody the next time I'm on.
So you made it to Panada Friday at 10 a.m. or on August 5th, a Saturday at 10 a.m. And then what can you expect?
Oh my gosh, it's such an amazing experience, particularly because we've merged arts with the history. We have quite a few volunteers from the Lake Pendere Repertory Theater.
Care to name them?
Yes. So we have Andrew Sorek, Michael Bigley, Steve Neuter, and Kate McAllister.
All characters.
Yes. So they can really bring in the spice and the beauty of the history, and the feedback has been wonderful. And Keeley's on our commission, and she's been coordinating that, which has been wonderful. So they're about an hour long, and we focus on the downtown commercial district. Yeah, yeah, but it goes by fast. And it's just a lot of fun. So I encourage everybody to turn out. On sandpointidaho.gov, our website, you can certainly register ahead of time, or you can just show up as well.
Oh, okay. That was my next question. Can you just show up?
Can.
And it take about an hour?
About an hour. Yeah, and it's great for the whole family.
So even if you're, say, born and raised here, will you find it interesting, or is this
100%? It's really fascinating because I'd say more than 50% are locals.
Oh, okay. So you learn about these old homes, like who's lived there, why, you know, these
the commercial property downtown, exactly.
Yeah.
Like who established it, and then we a lot of times learn from the people that are on the tour too, because they like to share their history, and a lot of times they're a part of it.
Yeah, and like I said, all those people are actors, so I'm sure it's going to be very entertaining.
Yes. It's pretty amazing.
Andrew Sorg is doing that. That's great. And Steve
Yes.
Love it. So that again, that's the last Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Meet in front of the Panada Theater, with the exception of Saturday, August the 5th at 10 a.m. Meet at the Panada. Like I said, bring water because this hot weather is going to stick around for a while.
Sorry.
And a nice pair of shoes and walk around downtown Sandpoint for an
hour. Learn
a
little bit about the community. So
that sounds great.
Other thing, we've had so much fun talking about community character and celebrating that. And so we've talked about historic buildings that have some interesting history. But I thought today the little community culture highlight would be a iconic piece of public art.
Okay.
Can you guess what that one is?
No.
The Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now tell us about the story behind that. I mean, a lot of us, even locals, don't even know why or how long it's been there. Just one day it was there.
Right. So, exactly. And I remember the first time I heard the history of the statue. Carol Diener is such an amazing public art historian. She shared it with me and I was like, no way. So I thought it'd be fun to share it with you all today.
Sure.
So this statue, believe it or not, is garden art. And it was donated to the city of Sandpoint by the Turner family. And it was in memory of Louise Lee Turner. And it's been sitting on the end, gracing all of the locals and visitors alike since 2003. And Miss Lee Turner, she was a big part of the community. She owned the Cowgirl Corral in Pendere. You're nodding
her.
Your head.
Yeah,
you got some memories there.
Well, not really memories, but I've been there. It was a long time ago.
Unfortunately, that was before my time, but she's just, I would say, out of our public art collection, she is probably one of the most iconic public art pieces, and I think it's just due to kind of the originality of the piece, and, the randomness in a really positive way. So, great Instagram moment, and very fun.
Yeah, so, again, why and how did it become, this garden art become the Statue of Liberty at City Beach?
Well, historically, I would like to think of the public art program as being a little bit more organic, and the community contributed different pieces that were meaningful to them at different times. And, as a community, we've evolved, and our public art mm-hmm. program has as well. And we are so lucky to have funding from the Sandpoint Urban Renewal Agency to be able to have more thoughtful placemaking pieces commissioned by local artists and support the artist community in that way, and also have other art programs established and running, such as the Silver Box program.
Yeah, and have you extended the deadline on that?
We have. So we've extended it till the end of the month, which is July 31st. And you can find that information of where to apply on our website, which is sandpointidaho.gov. And we have it through the CAFE software handle, the Call Out to Artist. I really wanted to make sure that we captured all of our local artists. And so that was the reason for the extension. So
extend it, get the word out a little
absolutely.
More. Absolutely. And maybe some more people applying for that and are offering their art
yes.
for that. Heather, it's always such interesting stuff that you bring up and you're so passionate about it. If anybody hearing this wants to get in touch with you to share their passion for history and arts in the Sandpoint area, what's the best way to reach you?
Absolutely. Well, I love talking with people, and please feel free to contact me at, you can definitely go through my email at hupton@sandpointidaho.gov, or, you can call me at 208-946-2705, and that's my direct line.
Very good. Heather Upton, the Arts and Historic Preservation Officer with the City of Sandpoint, continuing to do a great job. And I really enjoy these monthly segments, and I look forward to next month.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We are going to take our second break here on North Idaho Thursday. And we come back, we have Mac Dybul with us from The Hive. We'll learn all about that right after this.
Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out for lots of new and different merchandise. They have great ways to show off your green thumb with ideas for your garden. Enjoy the downstairs market. Relax in the upstairs loft. Enjoy a coffee or bite to eat on the patio. Under the Sun, downtown Bonners Ferry, where the sun is always shining.
Make this the summer at Findlay Jeep Superstore. Make this the summer to trade in your old ride. Make this the summer to start a new adventure. And make this the summer to save on a new Jeep at the Inland Northwest's only standalone Jeep Superstore. This month, save an extra 10% off any 2023 Jeep Compass. And returning lessees can save an extra $5,000 on a new two-row or three-row Jeep Grand Cherokee. You can also make this the summer with a new truck from Findlay Dodge Ram. Findlay has Ram 1500s starting at $43,983 plus tax and fees. Save an extra $4,000 on select Ram heavy-duty trucks. Findlay beats any competitor's offer. Get the Findlay best price. Findlay will meet or beat any competitor's written offer on a new vehicle of similar make, model, trim, MSRP, and factory rebates. All prices plus tax and fees. Financing on approved credit. Visit Findlay Dodge Ram and Jeep Superstore in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex or online at FindlayPostFalls.com.
The PRCA Rodeo returns to the Bonner County Fairgrounds Outdoor Arena on Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Bring the entire family out for all the traditional PRCA Pro Rodeo events, including bareback, steer wrestling, team roping, barrel racing, bull riding, and so much more. General admission tickets are just $17 and available online now at BonnerCountyFair.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-6158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-6158. That's 800-736-6158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-6158. Again, 800-736-6158.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Just me.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and our next guest, no stranger to this very studio here at KSBT, KBFI, Mac Dybul is with us. Mac, of course, used to be with Kate over at the Chamber, and you started Chamber Chatter. I think you invented Chamber Chatter, didn't you?
Yes, I was. It was one of my. I don't know if it was a brilliant idea, but it was definitely a really fun idea. I had a blast every time I got to come in the studio, and you know, I love promoting our businesses and our community, and yeah. it was a great opportunity for us to do so.
And that was years ago, and Kate and Keeley have kept it up. It was Kate and Ricky for a little while, and Kate, Ricky, and Kristen, and now Kate and Keeley and. Have you know, Chamber Chatter still going strong once a month right here. So congratulations on that. And of course, you were the head brewer at McDuff's Brewing Company for several years. And I honestly never thought you would leave there. You just seemed like such a huge part of the business. But you've had this great opportunity to be part owner and general manager, I guess you'd say, of The Hive. And tell us, how did that all happen? Of course, you're a real estate agent as well. But how did The Hive thing come about that you guys got to reopen it?
Yeah, and thank you very much for having me today. There was a fantastic opportunity. Mr. Jeff Grady, after COVID, I think he was ready to put the building for sale and business for sale, and wanted to see it go to somebody who would carry on the legacy and keep the place alive in the spirit that he built. And, you know, it was a unique time for us, and it was decided, let's continue investing as a family in downtown Sandpoint. So yeah, it was, you know, it was a unique one. It was beautiful. It's not every day you get to walk into a building that somebody took that much care of and cared to build out so perfectly for live music, for anything for that matter. Yeah. And it's, yeah, we're very honored to be the new stewards of that building. And, father-in-law, said, what do you think? Do you want to do it? And I kind of twisted my thumbs a little bit and said,
I remember that yeah. part in time.
Yeah. And it was slowly but surely I came around to, you know what, it is time. I just left McDuff's and I was doing real estate full time all last summer. And I'm still doing real estate full time, but, it was, you know, it puts my skills to work, and I love being a part of the service industry and the tourism industry of Sandpoint. So we're having a lot of fun with it, and we've been fortunate, met a lot of great people along the way who have helped us out and wanted to come on board and want to bring The Hive back to life. And the community's support has been, it's been amazing and really humbling, because people want to see The Hive alive and, yeah. and thriving.
Well, it's The Hive is buzzing right now. That's for sure. A lot of history in that building. It was the pastime sports shop for
ever,
and the pastime cafe for as long as I can remember. I remember Bulldog Bench meetings used to take place there before they moved over to the Elk. So it goes back a long, long time. It's great to see that the building's still thriving. And yeah, you mentioned Jeff doing a great job in creating The Hive and keeping the upstairs. So it's so unique to have the floor. Not everybody wants to be in the pit on the floor. You have the whole upstairs with individual booths. It's really, really well done. When did you guys reopen it, and what's happened since then? What have you been doing in there?
Yeah, so there was some remodel work that needed to be done. So once we got in there, we did a little bit of updating, just basically knocking the dust off. And we opened up in December of last year, full-time at that point in time. Not full-time 7 days a week, mm-hmm. but full-time on a consistent basis. And we started with a community event. We did a fundraiser for Toys Tots / the food bank. So if you brought in a toy or you brought in two cans, it was no cost. And other than that, it was just a suggested donation, and everybody really showed their support. We raised a ton of food for the food bank, and definitely some toys as well as some cash to donate to both. And that was early December. And then we kind of rolled into a wonderful event with Realm Partners, and where they had Maya Kohal. And for the first little part, they had their kind of company party and client appreciation. That's the brokerage I work for, Realm Partners. And then we did a killer, absolutely killer New Year's, almost New Year's Eve show with The Rub. And then mm-hmm. since then, you know, we've done a lot of country music. We've done a lot of rock music. We've brought in some great touring acts. We had kind of a touring run there in June where we brought in a country music star from Texas named Tanner Usry. We brought in I think Bozeman, Montana, phenomenal bluegrass band, Laney Lou and the Bird Dogs. And then
they've played here several times now.
Yeah, they've really grown their audience in Sandpoint, and we were happy to get them on the, I call it the small town big stage, and they absolutely crushed it. It was a ton of fun. So this summer's been quite a bit of local bands. We did have another touring Green Day tribute band, and we're looking
not
forward.
Green Day.
Yeah,
I like that
not
name.
Green Day. Yep. Yeah, it was funny. Somebody I was told last night that somebody came up and was trolling our security staff and said, "Hey, who's playing tonight?" And they said, "Not Green Day." And she goes, "Okay, well, if it's not Green Day, who is it?" And I guess she kept playing around with that, which I thought was pretty funny. Good for them to have a good sense of humor.
Kind of a who's on first.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a cool Tom Petty band coming in.
Oh.
The middle, I think, it's a Friday in September 21st, I want to say. And that'll be, we're really looking forward to it. They're called The Waiting. That's a tribute band out of Montana.
Oh.
They looked fantastic. So that's going
to
be cool.
Look
show.
Forward to that.
Yeah, something different.
Yeah, there was a Tom Petty tribute band that played the Panada several years ago, but I think it was too soon.
Sure.
And it was like, eh.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. I kind of felt the same way when we did the Stevie Nicks Fleetwood Mac one. It's like, is this too soon? But that was a really fun show. So
coming up in, is there anything there between now and Jeff Crosby?
Yes. Yeah. We've got three full weekends packed, back to back. So this weekend we've got, local band BTP. That's Baker Thomas Packwood. Mm-hmm. They're a great rock band out of Sandpoint, Idaho this Friday. Saturday, we've got the Kenny James Miller Band. They're a blues rock band out of Montana. They're coming over to visit us. They've played the 219 a few times. And they're no stranger to touring in the Inland Northwest. Next week, I haven't totally announced it yet. This is me breaking the news. I put it on the reader board yesterday, but I haven't told anyone else. We got Maya Kohal Band as an afterval party on Friday. And then, so after the festival, come downtown, get some awesome music. We'll be rocking and rolling probably till 12:30, 1 a.m. So there's plenty of time to have some fun.
So you can still go to the festival and then get on over to the Hive, because it was actually Jeff's Grady's idea years ago. It's like there's so many younger people who leave the festival and they're still kind of buzzed and have all this energy and they all head downtown. Let's give them all something to do.
Absolutely. And he brought some phenomenal artists in for his years of Afterbowl, and that's definitely our goal going forward is, you know, continue bringing in these great artists, but also we've got a strong local regional artist population that we like supporting as well, and it's part of our kind of artist and local artist development. We're putting a lot of guys on stage as openers that are learning and mm-hmm. growing their craft. And the one that we're happy to bring back next Saturday, July 29th, is The Rub, which... Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen The Rub, they are so much fun.
Are they out of Coeur d'Alene?
I think some of them are out of Coeur d'Alene. There's three of them, and one actually lives like outside of Cataldo. One's in Coeur d'Alene, I believe, and then one might be kind of the post-fall Spokane Valley area.
Gotcha.
So they're kind of a Coeur d'Alene Spokane band that tours up to Schweitzer quite often. That's where I believe their first gig was, and that's kind of their home away from home. And this summer they've been playing a lot of great shows. So this is the first time you can see them at the Hive for free. So all of these shows I'm talking about for the next 3 weeks are going to be free shows.
Glad you mentioned that, because I was going to ask you if you're going to continue that theme. I know that Tennis was here the Beer Fest Saturday, and they were great that afternoon at Beer Fest. And Beer Fest, by the way, was sold out. It was wonderful. And then played the Hive the night before, Friday night, and it was absolutely free. And what a treat for our town.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things where it does help to have a cover charge. It does help to have tickets on certain levels, many different aspects. However, we do like getting people into the Hive to experience the Hive that haven't been in the Hive for years mm-hmm. and or have never been in the Hive. So offering these free shows for our more local, more regional bands is something that we will likely continue. We want people to come in and experience it. We do have VIP booths that are for sale if you want that VIP experience, as well as if you want to support the Hive. That's one way that you can support the Hive.
Are you doing cocktail service for the VIP booths?
Absolutely. Yep. You get a cocktail server, you get private bathroom access, you get this awesome space on the balcony, the second floor, to see the stage. It's a really nice,
it's worth
fun
it.
Experience. I think so. It's really neat. Certainly, you're not crowded. I always, one of my sales pitches is, you've got elbow room, you know, mm-hmm. you're not going to be getting bumped into by anybody that you don't want to be getting bumped into, anybody that you don't let in your booth,
or waiting in line at the bar.
Totally. Yep. So one of our awesome servers, Brittany, Rachel, Julie, Abby, Sarah, one of those awesome servers, Elizabeth, will be there catering to you, hand and foot, Sadie. These are all the gals that have been just phenomenal stepping up and stepping into the hive and have really made my life a lot easier than not. So yeah, those are the next 2 weeks. And then I think we just heard an ad for the Bonner County Rodeo, mm-hmm. which is happening also during the festival. And it's awesome that we get country night, on Saturday at the festival Sandpoint. Mm-hmm. And then we also get, the Bonner County Rodeo Friday and Saturday. We booked two, country bands. Friday is a new band, by locals. Ian Newbill is the front man. Mm-hmm. And then the Lynn Scott brothers, are playing in it. It's called Hogwire, and their slogan is country music that rocks. So
wow.
This is their first gig in Sandpoint. They've been wow. playing out the Hereford, I think, in Montana and a few other places, private shows, weddings. And yeah, really excited to have them. Ian's been doing a fantastic job breaking into our scene in the last couple of years. I think mm-hmm. right before I left, I got him his first gig at the beer hall, and I was really bummed that I didn't get to see how it goes, but it was, but I know he's been a staple there now, since. So, that's Friday night. And then we're bringing back Brandon Jackson Band. So again, the first time he's played in Sandpoint for free. Brandon Jackson's from Newport, Washington. And they've got, I want to say they have a player that might be from Sandpoint area or again, kind of in this neck of the woods. And Brandon Jackson is a phenomenal country music talent. He's going places. His songwriting is phenomenal. The whole band is very tight. Excited to have him playing for free the Saturday, August 5th. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff. And then you mentioned Jeff Crosby. Sadly, he had some travel issues, wasn't able to make it up in June, but I'm very excited we got him back for August. So, tickets on sale
Friday, August 18th, $15 general admission.
Yep.
It's worth it. I suggest you get tickets in advance.
Please. Yeah. So it'll be 20 at the door. And you know, this is an Idaho artist who's played the Green Hall, the oldest dance hall in America. He's toured with Reckless Kelly. He's been on some big stages. He's, you know, let's get out there. He plays the Knitting Factory in Boise constantly because that's where he's from, or I think he's from McCall, but his base was Boise. And, let's make a new home for him in Sandpoint, Idaho. I think he's played Summerfest, I think back mm-hmm. when it was Jerry Fest, but, he's no stranger to Sandpoint in that sense. So, would love to see some huge community support for Jeff Crosby. That'd be cool.
And for more information on the shows we've talked about and just to keep in touch with what's happening with the Hive, it's the liveatthehive.com.
I think livefromthehive.com. I always say it at two, but I get corrected when
live
I type
from
it.
Livefromthehive.com,
yeah.
Or just Google the Hive Sandpoint and it'll come up. That's what I did this morning.
We've got a new website that's kind of a placeholder right now, and we'll be launching a brand new website that'll be really beautiful and it's going to really take the charm and the uniqueness and the classiness of the Hive venue into a website form, and that'll be launching in the next week or two. We're really excited for that.
Looking forward to it. Matt Dybel, thank you for bringing back the Hive and for all you're doing for the town. I wish you continued success with the Hive and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you all at the Hive soon.
All right. We are going to take our final break here in North Idaho Thursday. When we come back, we're kind of switching gears here a little bit. We'll be talking about the North softball program. And so if I were you, I'd stick around.
There's two kinds
Great
of people
job.
In the world,
As always.
Those who own a TYM tractor and those that wish they did.
I love my tractor.
It's summer, and what better way to enjoy it than with a TYM tractor? Jordan Sales and Service has the best selection of TYM tractors. Whether you're preparing for planting season or in the middle of tilling your fields, we've got TYM tractors and attachments to suit every need. See your new TYM tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service, 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls, or online at jordansales.com.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday, our final segment for today, and we are joined from the North Softball. We have Logan Conroe with us and John Wilson, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having
and
us.
And it's great to have you guys back. You got to get this close to
this
microphone. Okay. That close. And Logan, you've been on the show before,
yes.
And you and your sister were here. Mm-hmm. When was that?
It was right about this time last year.
Last year, yep. Yeah.
I think a little bit later, but yeah, so right about the same time.
And you were just getting the North program going, and you had one team.
Yep.
And tell us what's happened since then.
Yeah, so in the past year, Leah and I, mm-hmm. We started the 16U team, and then John, who is very active in Sandpoint Little League and other softball efforts here in the Sandpoint area, approached us and asked to, you know, kind of join forces, and we came together and started a 14U team, which had a very successful season that they just wrapped up. And then we're super excited that we are now also going to be bringing Bethany Danish and Cody Montgomery on board, who are also Sandpoint Little League presidents and commissioners and very involved. And they are going to be starting up a 12U team. So, as of middle of August this year, we'll go from one team to three. And it's not just Sandpoint girls. So we have Sandpoint girls, we have Priest River girls, we have Bonner's Ferry.
To say you must have Bonner's Ferry kids because I saw something in the Bonner's Ferry Herald about it.
Yeah. Yep. And then we even actually have a reach all the way now. We have one girl on the 16U from Eureka, Montana, and a few girls from the Thompson Falls area. So that's why we're called the North, because it's not just Sandpoint.
Yeah.
It's anywhere north of Coeur d'Alene is kind of how we joke about it.
So what, do those Montana kids fly in for practice or something?
Yes. Those parents are committed.
It's a little bit of a hike.
It is. It is. They are committed to their girls, that's for sure.
That's great. So, John, how did you get into softball?
So I coached for Little League, like she was saying, for a couple of years. And just wanted to – I took my daughter to one of the travel ball tournaments to see how the competition was outside of Sandpoint. And I quickly realized that if we wanted to get better, that we would have to do something more.
Yeah.
And so we started the team and talked to parents that were on my team. And said, hey, well, we're thinking about doing this. What do you think? And we had a lot of parent support with it. The parents are very motivated and the kids are motivated. And when you get that combination where kids and parents are both moving towards the same goal, you can get things going. And so that's what we've tried to do with Logan and Leah.
And have you had any trouble filling the roster, or is there enough girls that want to play softball?
Yeah, there's a lot of girls that want to play softball around here. We've tried to make it one of the issues with travel teams is sometimes they can become unaffordable.
Yeah.
And so we've done...
Trust me, I know.
So we've done everything we could to make it very affordable. So we've the cost has been very low. And we've had some sponsorships, and we've had some other things from area businesses that have helped out so we could, for the kids and the parents, we can keep it low. One of the things we've done is we've mostly stuck around here for our team, the 14Us. 16Us have traveled a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then the 12Us next year will stick around Spokane, Coeur d'Alene areas a lot.
I was just going to say, who do you guys play?
There's a ton of teams around here. So John's actually been great about it, about going out and finding scrimmages for his team. So, you know, there's several great programs out of Coeur d'Alene. There's a ton of programs in the Spokane area. We've traveled with the 16U. We've done two tournaments in Missoula, and there's some great softball being played in the Montana area. We've done two here in Coeur d'Alene. And then we are actually traveling. I don't know why I scheduled it as our last tournament in the middle of July, but we're going to Yakima this weekend. So yeah, we're going to melt and everybody should be hydrating already. But what John doesn't tell you is that, what is it? John's going to be involved with softball or female athletics in Sandpoint until like 2036, I think, with all of his daughters. So he is, he's in it to win it for sure.
Yeah. I had four daughters that are all active in various sports.
Yeah. I've got four and my youngest is two. So we got a while longer.
We got some continuity.
Well, my youngest is pushing 40, so I've got that behind me. Well, that's good. Good for you. And I'd love to see it when the parents get so involved and they're into what their kids are into. And you can tell by the smile on both of your faces how into it you are, and you love what you do. And I know it's a lot of time and a lot of traveling and time away from the other members of your family. So hats off to you guys.
Thank you.
The Summer River Bash. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was just this past weekend. Both our 16U and our 14U had a really great weekend. You know, we're seeing teams that, especially at the 16U level, have played together for 4-5 years at times and are moving up together. And, you know, we're a first year team. We went out and the 16U got two wins. We played four total games and we went 2-2. I just lied to you. We played five total games, one on Sunday. But in our pool games, we went 2-2, and the only two teams that the 16U lost to were actually the two teams that ended up in the championship game. So
gotcha.
We are claiming third as our final tournament placement. We really came on, and we've had some amazing support from coaches in our community as well as outside of our community. We had a great series of clinics that were put on that was from an anonymous donor that donated to Little League, and we were able to put some of the older girls through a great hitting clinics with Coach Tiff Brooks out of Spokane, and saw a really great impact from that and had a great weekend. I think we won one of our games 17-1 and the other one 9-2. So hitting came on and our pitchers did well.
Sounds like
well.
The pitching came on as well.
We had Sarah Koskala is from Thompson Falls. We have Ainsley Hole from here in Sandpoint, and then Lily Myers from Priest River. And then we had one gal from Thompson Falls who came and played with us as well. They did a great job.
God, that's wonderful. Yep. Now you've got the trip to Yakima coming up. And what happens after that? Once like the summer's over, you're into fall and early winter, do you guys still get together? And I know pitchers have to work year-round, I would imagine.
Lots. Pitchers have to work lots. I remember those days. So we have tryouts coming on August 12th. We're going to be doing them at the SMS field. So our younger age group, the 12U team, we're going to do pitchers from 9-10, and then full team tryout from 10-12. And then our 14U and 16U, we're going to do pitchers and catchers from 12-1, and then full team tryouts from 1-3. The thing about softball is it is a slow development sport. So we can't play for 3 months and then stop. Mm-hmm. We have to continue. So we are looking for inside space to be able to continue in those lovely winter months that we all know what that looks like up here in Sandpoint. point, to be able to really help these girls develop arm strength, develop more pitches, develop, you know, batting is the hardest thing you can do in any sport, if you ask me. So the plan is to continue several days a week, putting them through their paces and getting them ready for spring season and high school ball.
Yeah, so as of right now, do you have any place, especially for the pitchers, to work during the winter time?
We have, John has graciously offered to allow us to use a space that he has. We're trying to work with the fairgrounds to get confirmed dates in the fairgrounds. And
they've been great with working with other sports.
They have
soccer
been.
And
so fingers crossed that we can. Beth Danish has really been, and Cody Montgomery have really been spearheading that effort for us. And we're really combining with Little League, right? Because it can't just be about travel ball. There's plenty of great athletes that maybe can't afford to travel and do mm-hmm. those things. So we're working to maintain that relationship and build on that relationship with Little League and keep those littles coming up. And, you know, the only way to keep a 16U or 18U fed is by developing softball players all the way through. So we are still looking for space. Just a shout out to anybody in Sandpoint that maybe has a large space covered with walls and a concrete floor. But we would love to have a space that we can get into. We'll leave it better than we found it. We have all our own equipment to do what we need to do, but space is tight in Sandpoint. That is one of the difficulties.
In every sport, and that's what the number one thing, in my opinion, athletic-wise, we need is gyms.
Yeah.
We just need more indoor places. I mean, imagine all the rec leagues and so on and so forth. And, yeah, it's just kind of a daydream of mine someday of winning the lottery and building two or three gyms.
We're playing everyone. I think all of the coaches at this point are playing like the Mega Millions in the lottery weekly just to be like, okay, and then we'll build something big and we'll figure it out.
That might be the only way it's going to happen. Yeah. So we'll see. So, John, where do you see the North going in the future? Do you guys plan to expand more teams?
Or? I think as far as like traveling goes, we'll start going further. Like I said before, we kind of stuck close to home this first year. We'll start to go a little bit further as parents and as kids continue to want to push themselves. Like when Logan was younger, she traveled around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so
which
don't know.
Paid off eventually, a yeah. college scholarship.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I don't know if we will ever do anything as much as she did growing up, but for the kids around here, we'll hopefully get to, you know, go in Western Washington and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah, it's a great experience, not, you know, just athletic-wise, but for the girls to get to know each other and have these fun road trips together and the memories are just, yeah, they'll be friends for the foreseeable future.
Well, and it teaches you so much, right? Like we talk a lot about softball, but it's about teaching these young women how to be tenacious and how to persevere through trials and tribulation and, you know, the life lessons that you can learn in a very controlled environment, like a softball field,
mm-hmm.
pay off, you know, immensely. I'm currently my career is in high tech, which is there's not a lot of female representation in high tech, and being able to persevere through some of those difficulties, you know, I definitely believe that I learned how to do that, obviously from my parents, but definitely on a softball field as well. So,
and how to be competitive,
yeah,
even when things
absolutely.
Look like maybe I don't have a chance, so I'm just gonna
head
go out,
down,
I'm
shoulder
go out and
into
beat
it. Exactly. Exactly. And you know, we did travel a lot for the team that I played on, but you know, we did a ton on the coast and went to Portland and Seattle and then, you know, Colorado. And there's so much softball now. It's just amazing. I don't know how many people know this, but there's four revenue producing sports in college and NCAA athletics, and they're football, basketball, baseball, and softball.
Well, so watching the softball college World Series is one of the highlights of the year. I mean,
absolutely.
It is so much fun to watch, and to see the talent is incredible.
We have some incredibly talented kids here in the northern area, and we just want to continue to give them as many opportunities as we can to play the sport that they love and that
so
we love.
If parents or grandparents or whatever are hearing this today and want to know more about the North, you know, again, the tryout dates and all of that and what it entails, what it really does cost, et cetera, is there a website or a Facebook page, or how do people find out?
We have a Facebook page. We're working on making it more public. But you can also just email me directly. It's very easy. It's Logan, L-O-G-A-N, .Conroe, C-O-N-R-O, at yahoo.com. And I can get that information out to all of our coaches. And we're open books and want to make this go. And anyone that wants to lean in and help or has questions, we're ready.
Love the enthusiasm and the dedication. John Wilson, Logan Conroe, thanks for joining us again, and we'll do it again next year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
That's it for today for North Idaho Thursday. Back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.